Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Brutal travel week last week, but I want to thank all of the folks at the, where was that, Oakmont? They held the U.S. Open there. Oakmont, boy, ate at a really nice restaurant there with David and Imelda. Great family, great patriots, good Christian folks. And I want to thank Jason Shepherd of Wimkin for hosting that, as well as the event that was held at an unbelievable venue. Oh my gosh, the building was just lovely. And the food was spectacular. The people were even more fun. I mean, you just couldn't ask for a better time. It was just wonderful. I want to thank all you folks. Great group of patriots who get it. Welcomed me with open arms. But as what always happens when I travel, and there's so much going on in the news, you just can't keep up. But anyway, I did hear of one story that caught my attention, and that is the death of the lovely Tina Turner. What a true representative of womanhood. And it was funny, as I was doing, I got a little emotional when I was giving my speech at this event that I was invited to, an election integrity event. And there's a couple of things I want to talk about on that, this particular segment. But when I joke about the toxic masculinity of us, of we men, conservative men, and as we fight to keep our transgender brethren from going over and beating up on all these women, we're the ones who are misogynist and toxically masculine. Anyway, I just find it totally ironic. Going back to Tina. What an inspiration. As I said, a real representative of womanhood. A woman who rose from poverty, squalor, discovered by Ike, and she came from nothing to become an icon in multiple ways. Her much publicized life with Ike Turner did probably more for domestic abuse than any single person. I mean, maybe Farrah Fawcett in the burning bush or something like that. But she did tons for women. And here's what always cracks me up. Because the left will build their icons. And look, I don't know what Tina's politics were. I don't. I tell you what I think they are. If you take R and D off of it, I will bet you she's a conservative. I'll bet you she's a person that said, if you want to achieve something, go do it. Sure, Ike discovered her. Everybody, you get a break from something. Breitbart discovered me. Andrew Breitbart. I wish he were alive. I thank him all the time. I thanked him the other night when I was talking to some folks. Andrew Breitbart is the one who put me in the spotlight. And he did it for many people. But what happens after that is you got to maintain it. And that's what I try to do. And I'm going to tell you something. Whether you know it or not, because people will write to me when I post something on Facebook, and they'll be like, oh, gosh, Kevin, I hadn't heard from you in ages. I was wondering what happened to you. Just the other day, somebody said, I haven't seen you on Fox. I go, they fired me. What? I can't get the word out. But what they do is they know who I am, and they're like, man, I was wondering what happened to you. Nothing happened to me. Since when people drop off from me, they think I like took another job or something. Nope, I've been doing this the whole time. And not only that, doing it the whole time and getting better at it. It was one thing, if I'm not making progress, you know, second place is first place loser. You know, if I'm not making progress, I don't want to do it. If I don't feel like I'm growing, if I can't make this show better every single time, I don't want to do it. It doesn't mean that it is. It just means that I'm not going to stop trying. right now, look, I'll tell you guys, I've been saying this for years. If I did the show I'd want to do, where I have, you know, you guys could interact with, you know, an entourage of people. Maybe we let have the facilities where producers could talk and you could hear them, things like that. Man, I don't. We would have a show that would be spectacular. I love the banter. I mean, we do it, and I know you guys can understand when I'm talking to somebody off air, but when they, you can hear them and they're giving their good ideas, never as good as mine, of course, but giving their good ideas and we're going back and forth on a concept. Oh man, I love that. I love it. Let me get back to Miss Turner. What was her name? I forget her real name, but she was from Flatbush or something like that. And of course, who was it that played her in the film? I forget the lady's name, but I can see her face. Did a great Tina Turner. But here's what Tina Turner did for lots of women. She proved, one, you can get out of abusive relationships, and two, you can overcome and become bigger than life. Now, let's look at the metaphor for that, shall we? See, right now, we are in an abusive relationship, America. In an arranged marriage with a deranged guy that's got a crackhead son. And we're in an abusive relationship. And every single day, this man by the name of Joe Biden gets up and abuses us in some form or another. Challenges our sensibilities. Makes us pay bigger mortgages because we're doing the right thing. Rewards himself with our money through his crackhead son. Works out deals with our enemy. Think of it as these mistresses. Russia is his mistress. China is his mistress. And he flaunts them. Uses our money to buy them gifts and give them things while we are struggling over here to make ends meet. That's what our guy does. He's abusive. He uses the DOJ to target us, to come after us when we want to protect our children. Things like that. We're in an abusive relationship. And Tina Turner should be an inspiration to us all. Because Tina Turner said, I'm going to fight you. Remember that? I don't know if you guys saw the movie, Angela Bassett. Thank you. Where Angela Bassett is fighting this dude in the car. She finally had enough. And she said, that's the last butt whooping I'm going to take. And she put it on Ike, but good. They both walked into that hotel looking like they've been dragged through the mud. Okay? And that's what we're doing. We're finally saying, we've had enough. And it's time to fight. And you know what? After we're done, we are going to do so much better without you. That's what her inspiration is. It's not just for women, folks. It's for all of us. Stand up and fight. Do what's right. Represent yourself.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis precious gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, I am running for President of the United States to lead our great American comeback. Look, we know our country's going in the wrong direction. We see it with our eyes, and we feel it in our bones. Our southern borders collapse. Drugs are pouring into the country. Our cities are being hollowed out by spiking crime. The federal government's making it harder for the average family to make ends meet and to attain and maintain a middle-class lifestyle. And our president, well, he lacks vigor, flounders in the face of our nation's challenges, and he takes his cues from the woke mob. I don't think it has to be this way. American decline is not inevitable. It is a choice.
It's about to get interesting now, and not because Ron DeSantis has entered the race and it's such a big deal, but the strategy that will be deployed. What did DeSantis say in that message that makes you go, oh my gosh, he's going to be so different than Donald Trump? The contrast between DeSantis and Joe Biden is clear. The contrast between almost any Republican, including rhinos, and Joe Biden is clear. Most of them actually have a brain. Joe Biden doesn't. But beyond that, the rhino crowd, there's no real difference between Joe Biden and them. The only clear line of demarcation politically in the last three, 4 decades, maybe more, has been Donald Trump. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. A lot of stuff happened over the weekend, but the official announcement of DeSantis is obviously one of the big deals. We talked earlier about the loss of Tina Turner, which, you know, breaks my heart. But anyway, the race is on now, right? And what's funny is the Democrats and the rhinos, the strategy here is so clear in how they want to split the Republican Party. It's clear. And you know what I think is going to happen? I think that what they think is going to be a battle royale is going to be the worst defeat of their lives. They're going to find out just how many people are sick of the uniparty. And I think Trump is not only going to win the Republican nomination big, I think he's going to win the next election big. Now, that being said, none of us can win anything if we don't stop cheating. Told you guys I was in Pittsburgh over the weekend at an event for fair elections. And there are a couple of ladies, Tony, I forget the other lady's name, but they have been very big in identifying the problems in the election system. And, you know, we would all be called election deniers, but you go state to state and it's very clear what the Democrats are doing. So I'm glad to know that these groups out there exist. So kudos to these ladies. I honestly don't know the name of their group. I was there for just, I was eye candy at the event, but which is not true. But Jason Wimkin asked me to go out and say a few words, and I met some absolutely wonderful people, so I appreciate everybody's hospitality. But Trump's going to win big. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say something, and it's probably going to make a few people mad. And here's what I want to say about this from a Republican standpoint. We have to say to ourselves, when is the right time for somebody to do something? And what are the optics when somebody does something? And here's what I will tell you, and I stand by this comment. I don't care what anybody says, but I stand by this comment. No real Republican should run against Donald Trump. If you're running against Donald Trump right now, you're not a real Republican. It's just true. And people are going to say, Kevin, you're a homer for Donald Trump. I don't care one bit of Donald Trump over DeSantis, over Josh Hawley, over Ted Cruz, or whatever. I don't care. Here's what I have with Trump and what most of us have. You have his track record. You have a guy that was supposed to lose in 2016. And I will never forget the look on the Democrats' face when Trump he stole their thunder, because he didn't steal the election. They tried to steal the election and they couldn't defeat us because so many people came out. And they to this day still quote polls. He's the lowest president ever elected. He was the lowest favorability rating when he left office. All of it is absolute BS. Horse hockey, as they say in the country. Horse hockey. Trump was absolutely, he was on fire. And I'm not going to litigate his record against anybody else. I lived it. You lived it. You felt it. And it's amazing to me that these people still try this nonsense. He's not popular. We need to move on. And I was looking at, well, I read an article about Trump when DeSantis launched, and we'll get into that here in a bit. But I read an article, and the things were, we've got to clean up. We've got to move on beyond Trump, etc. And I'm thinking, what are y'all talking about? Who could possibly utter those words when you think about the growth of everything. Ask yourself why you have a stagnant stock market. They say presidents don't matter in the stock market. That's a lie. They tell you presidents don't matter with gas prices. That's a lie. They tell you presidents can't impact inflation or whatever. That's a lie. Everything they tell you is a lie, and they tell you that because they don't want to admit that Donald Trump is a rock star. And I'm going to tell you, if DeSantis had been president for 4 years and went through what Trump went through, I would be telling you right now, Donald Trump, why are you entering the race? Here's what I could tell you about that. Here's the difference between DeSantis and Trump. You ready for it? If DeSantis had Trump's record from 2016 to 2020, Donald Trump wouldn't even consider entering the race against him. Can I get an amen? See, that's when you know you're dealing with somebody that's practical, that's pragmatic, that's going, you know what? I'm not going to muddy the water. I'm not going to play into this rhino uniparty strategy that tries to diminish Donald Trump. Because that's all it is. As they said in Gladiator, he must kill your name first before he can kill you. That's what the guy said to Marcus Aurelius. The general. That's what they said to the general. He's got to kill your name before he kills you. And that's what they want to do to Donald Trump. They got to kill his name. And so, at least be clever about your strategy. I keep coming back to, who have they put into this race? John Bolton. Have you heard anything? I haven't even heard a single word about him. Nikki Haley was next, barely hitting the needle. Vivek Ramaswamy, you hear his name, but nobody's taking him very seriously, and nor should they. Then you had Asa Hutchinson. Then you had Tim Scott. And now you've got Ron DeSantis, and the next one that they're touting is Sununu. We'll analyze him in a second.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. On the far right,
not one Republican should vote for this deal.
It is a bad deal.
Texas Republican Chip Roy on the spending cap and debt ceiling bill hammered out by President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. On the far left,
it could have been much worse, and it is bad in a lot of respects.
But Wisconsin Democrat Gwen Moore hasn't decided which way to vote. The bill raises the debt ceiling and sets some federal spending limits. It's going to the House Rules Committee today. It will decide if the measure goes to the full House. The White House says British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak will come for an official working visit next week. Five people are still unaccounted for after an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, partially collapsed on Sunday. Residents are objecting to city plans to quickly demolish the rest of the building as soon as today. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ah, the old strategy, the anti-Trump strategy, the uniparty has to make it look like nobody likes Donald Trump. Look at all those people who don't want him, who've declared. The people stepping up. You ready? John Bolton, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, Asa Hutchinson, Tim Scott, and now the latest, Governor Ron DeSantis. He's the one that they've been waiting for. Everybody's been talking about it. It's like a battle royale. Ooh, Ron DeSantis about to step up. Everybody's anxiously waiting until they weren't. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. What do you think about DeSantis? Send me a note. I'm curious. I know this. I was at an event in Pittsburgh, and they mentioned DeSantis, and people booed. They booed. They mentioned Trump, and everybody was extremely excited about it. I mean, cheer. And this happens all over the country. Don't be fooled, folks. People are not stupid. They know when a guy is there to make change, and they are excited about Donald Trump again, finally. And you know what it took? It took... Oh, by the way, before I say this, there was a guy at this event. He spoke, and he admitted it. He goes, "I will admit I was one of the people who started to get a little squishy on Trump until they started attacking him again." And let me tell you, folks, that wasn't a strategy. It was a strategy that backfired. They thought they could attack Trump, they could bog him down in all these court cases, and every time they did it, it backfired. It reminds me of when Trump had the debates. And after every debate, I'm going to tell you, I said myself, well, it was a horrible debate for Trump. It was horrible. And you know what happened afterwards? After every debate, Trump won a debate. Donald Trump won a debate. What? He won that debate? Wow. Shocker. It would blow my mind that the numbers would show that people were, he was resonating with people. I'm thinking all these flubs he's making, the statements he's making, where it looked like it wasn't a political statement. And people loved it. And, of course, he went on to win. And they ridiculed the rallies and all. Let me tell you right now, I can tell you exactly how things went. Trump had a rally here. So you guys know he was having the big rallies. He had a rally here. He didn't get 5,000, maybe 6,000. I mean, I don't even think it was that many. The last time Trump was here, I don't think there were 5,000 people. Easy parking, easy in and out, no long lines. It was horrible. In comparison, if he did that again right now in here in Arizona, he'd pack the place. Guarantee you, he'd pack it. And the more they come down on him, the worse it gets. In fact, Stormy Daniels actually said this, and I'm going to talk more about her in the next hour, but in what I call the anatomy of a lie. Stormy Daniels lied about everything she did with Trump, and I'm going to tell you how. I can tell you it's so obvious that I just got to call a skank a skank. It's so obvious. But anyway, Trump now could feel any venue here in Arizona now because of just the way things are. He's back. It's amazing to watch. And good for him, because he deserves it. I said, no real Republican should want to challenge Trump right now. He should be they should treat him as an incumbent, and they should say, nobody's going to challenge him. His record is enough to do that. So here's what you got to ask yourself. Why are they? And I want you to notice something else. They got to keep people from declaring against Biden. The only one whose effect is, I mean, there's a Green Party candidate, I think, or something. I'm not sure. But as far as Democrats go, Kennedy is the only one who's declared. And you can bet the Democrats hate it. They hate that Kennedy is declared, because he's a real threat. He represents a huge threat not only to Biden, because Biden's not going to be who he faces. He represents a threat to the Democrats, because this is a blue dog Democrat. And he is saying, I don't like the direction of our party. I don't like what Joe Biden is doing. And they know how bad he is. So the Uniparty right now is trying to see who they can select to be president. And you know what, folks? I'm going to tell you why the only way DeSantis is a threat. The Uniparty wants him. The Democrats and the Rhino Republicans would be very happy with Ron DeSantis. Now, I don't know what deals he's made with them, but I know this. He's not quite as conservative as he professes to be, and you guys have heard me say it. I like DeSantis. I like that he stands up. I've seen him arguing with people in public where most politicians would have just shaken it off, and I respect him for that. But I will tell you this. There's rhinoism in him. There's no question. There's rhinoism. And you got to be careful about that, because And we're going to get into it a little bit with some of his donations here in a bit, because they made a thing. Oh, well, he raised $8.2 million in a 24-hour period. Let me tell you something, folks. They saved this up. They literally told people, don't donate yet until he announces. Don't give anything more to DeSantis. He announces. Look how much money Ron DeSantis has raised. Remember when Jeb Bush had raised $100 million before anybody got out of the starting gate? Does this remind you of that, maybe? We'll get more into that in just a bit. But I want to go back to this notion that they don't want to make it look like anybody wants to run against Biden, the worst president in American history, and no Democrats want to face him. Oh, it's daunting. Until they all do. And you're going to get a lot of Democrats. Once the floodgate opens, I think you'll get a lot. One of two things will happen. You'll get a lot of Democrats that will declare, or they will ordain, this is who we want. Joe Biden will be out. They will, you know, bring in the person and I think they're already grooming these people to be president and VP. But they can't let the strategy out, because Kamala Harris has to become president so she can pardon everybody. And then she's out. Nobody in the Republican presidential field is ready to do what Donald Trump must do in his second term. They're not ready. They're all too political, with the exception of Vivek Ramaswamy, and he just doesn't have the chops. No offense, bright guy, really and truly. Great businessman. Will go in idealistic, much more so than Donald Trump, and he will get run over by a tank. And let me tell you, when I talk about they're too political, here's the problem. Trump was his worst when he was political. Trump was his best when he led with his business sense, with his acumen. He was awesome. And that's what politicos hate about Trump. They hate his business acumen, his business ability, the way he thinks through a problem from a business perspective. Here's a few headlines that I saw. This is in the New York Post on Ron DeSantis. New Hampshire lawmaker flips endorsement to Trump after DeSantis' miserable launch. That's the only negative one. Most of these are puff pieces. Ron DeSantis gives America the chance to move on from its punch-drunk stupor. Really? Well, what did Trump give us? Here's another one. DeSantis versus Newsom would be a battle of ideas, not a Biden-Trump clown show. That's what most of them are. They're calling Biden-Trump a clown show. They're saying that we're in a punch-drunk stupor, implying that Trump is part of that equation, and he's not. I want you to just understand, this is what people are, how they're maneuvering you. And I think the majority of this audience that listens to my show, the Kevin Jackson Network, I think you're bright enough to know when you're being bamboozled. But it's not about us. I'm going to tell you right now, what I'm telling you are the things that I hope you're telling other people. I hope you're saying, look, I don't care what you say about DeSantis or anybody you want to throw in there. Donald Trump deserves a second term. Somebody convince me that he doesn't, please. Contact the show. Contact me. I got 5,000 ways to contact me. Explain to me how Donald Trump doesn't deserve a second term. People believe Joe Biden does. If you believe that, you gotta believe Trump deserves one.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Failure to launch. That was a movie, right?
Yeah,
failure to launch. I did not catch the DeSantis launch, and maybe some of you did. I would love to get your report on it if you want to give me a buzz. Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I was traveling. I had an event at the same time, and I couldn't see it. I was a bit curious, and I'll tell you two things up front. One, I didn't want to watch it because I didn't want to feed into the lie. I didn't want to feed into the idea that Trump needs a challenger. The Republicans have a champion. We don't need another one. What I would have hoped is all these people would be vying to see who would be Trump's vice president. And, oh, for the record, think about it. Where's Pence? Pence was being sort of floated out there. I told people, I was at an event with Pence, mega Republican event. I'm talking about it was in Scottsdale at a very nice resort. Mike Pence walked in, no security. No exaggeration. People think I'm lying sometimes when I tell this story. Three people talked to Pence. And he stood there trying to look all presidential. Three people. And one was a guy I was with who was what we call a star doinker. You know, hey, will you get a picture with me by Vice President? I was like, yeah, I'll take your picture. I didn't even get a picture with Pence. He's looking dead at me. I was like, I don't want a picture with you. I don't want to ruin my reputation. Not up in the door. I took a picture for a friend of mine who was going to go put it in his office. Like, I was hanging out with the vice president. Look at me. But you could have it. But where is he? You can bet at some point Pence will declare. But all this is doing is making people look stupid. And what I was heard about DeSantis' launch was it was a fiasco. It was full of technical glitches and all kinds of stuff. And a couple of people switched. They said a couple of legislators out of New Hampshire, people that were like, look, I'll accept whoever we take, whether it's Trump or DeSantis, now fully endorse Trump. I'm going to tell you right now, I will vote for whatever Republican wins. That's the way it is. I will not support a Democratic ticket in any way, shape, or form. Now, for some of us, they believe that if you put DeSantis in there, it's a Democratic ticket. And I'm going to tell you something. I believe the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans have agreed we stole the election last time and we gave it to Biden. If Ron DeSantis, behind the scenes, will do what we want him to do, we will shoehorn him in. I think we're in the state right now where the elites determine who are going to win what at the highest levels. At governor levels and at presidential levels, they determine who's going to win. And now they're starting to get down into the areas where we can no longer, you know, we found out about it in 2016 and certainly in 2020. They're saying, okay, now we got to make sure when we count the votes, we're the ones who count the votes. So they care about those. But the ones they want to win, governors and president, that's what they want to win. And a few, you know, they jockey back and forth between the House and the Senate a little bit. But we don't have as much of a choice as we think we do. Anyway, this is what they said about the launch, failure to launch. Twitter Spaces didn't support iPad users, so I couldn't even listen to the DeSantis launch, said this one lawmaker. Not one TV news outlet could report on it. This was a miserable launch. Too much stumbling and bumbling. And you know what people are now understanding about Donald Trump? He ran the least expensive campaign, probably per capita, in presidential history. And they know his campaign is up and it's running. It's ready to go. And you know who's doing their best to campaign on his behalf? Leftist Democrats. This lady said, with DeSantis, you're getting Trump without the charisma. I want the real deal. They said, and here's the deal. Trump's trouncing this guy in polling, but don't be surprised. I'm going to give you the secret of what they're doing with polling. They say DeSantis enters the race as a current runner-up to former President Trump, who continues to dominate 2024 polling. Real Clear Politics average of national polling, Trump leads 56.3%, DeSantis 19.4%. Former VP Pence, who has not entered the race, is third at 5.6%, followed by South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley at 4.3%, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy 3.6%, Tim Scott 1.8%. Now, Tim Scott just launched. But I'm going to tell you something. Tim Scott is never going to get above 4%. Vivek Ramaswamy may grow a little bit. Nikki Haley will get less. Pence will get even less. And I don't think he's even going to get in. But he might get in because they want numbers. By the way, notice they did not mention John Bolton or Asa Hutchinson. Two other people running. So there's that many people in the race. And already in the real clear in the polling, they've already, two people have dropped out. And here's what's most interesting about that polling. Vivek Ramaswamy has more clout right now than a governor, a former governor, Asa Hutchinson, and a former ambassador in other roles. That would be John Bolton. Think about that. An ingenue, a guy who came out of nowhere. And he's at 3.6%. So, you know, if DeSantis can close that gap, and by the way, that's what they're going to do. That's going to be the strategy. Look, DeSantis is gaining on Trump. Yeah, when they start telling the others, drop out, the Nikki Haley's and all them, think about it. Nikki Haley's at 4.3%. Pence isn't even in the race, so he's at 5.6. So right there with 9.9, call it 10. Tim Scott, 1.8. So now we're at 11, almost 12%. You get Vivek to drop out. So now you're at 15 points. So if DeSantis goes from 19, so let's call it 20, to 35, watch the media hoopla. Why? Ooh, he's closing the gap. Look here. You're going to see all this stuff going. Now here's the problem they're going to have. Some of these people, like the people that vote, want Vivek. The people, I mean, trust me. Almost everybody there outside of Vivek Ramaswamy are total rhinos. Nikki Haley, rhino. Pence, rhino. Tim Scott, rhino. I know people are always asking me about Tim Scott, and I'm telling you, look, Tim's a nice guy, but he's a rhino. Tim knows where his bread gets buttered. And he's, think about this. You have a sitting senator, a black dude, who can't get more than Vivek Ramaswamy, who's a businessman. Now you may say, Kevin, he's an Indian. Well, he's Asian. Okay. But, so, you know, it's, I guess it's black on black here, so to speak. But a senator with his gravitas in a party that is catering right now to the black establishment, you know, to some degree, I'm talking about Republicans are wanting, and so do Democrats. Don't be surprised if you see Ron DeSantis say to Tim Scott, come be my VP. Don't be surprised at that. And remember, Donald Trump did not poo-poo on Tim Scott. He said, hey, he's a much better candidate than Ron DeSantis. But I want to move on, because here's what I want to talk to you about, because I alluded to it earlier. They said Republican Governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, hauled in $8.2 million in the first 24 hours of his 2024 presidential campaign, despite a lackluster launch on Twitter. Now, I want you to understand something. If Donald Trump had done a launch on Twitter, the technical difficulties notwithstanding, it would have broken the internet. What they're telling you is, not only did it not go off on a technical perspective, it went over, it didn't go over well. There's no fervor, there's no clamoring for Ron DeSantis, and it's a very simple reason why. Donald Trump performed. Ron DeSantis would have done himself much better if he said, you know what? There are a lot of people out there speculating about whether or not I'm going to run, but what I'm going to do is, I hope that the president sees fit to make me his vice president. I would like to throw my hat in the ring as a VP. Can you imagine what that announcement would have been? Wow. That would have been great. Now, think about it. The Democrats and the rhinos would get what they want, because Donald Trump would lead for a certain amount of time. He'd have one term. It would be a shoe-in for DeSantis. But you know why they don't want that? Because it means Donald Trump is still going to be president. And even though that's a certainty, that would be a satisfying. Think about that in the Republican circles, that you got not only people that have the MAGA crowd, but then you bring in that rhino element, and so you get the best of both worlds. That would be the ideal strategy. So why are they pitting these two against each other? That's what you should be contemplating, and you already know the answer.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.